Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Right, I've got a Guinness World Record holder in the studio because the young man in front of me, I read a story on Twitter, had just scored the youngest person ever to score a 147, beating a record hold by the great Ronnie O'Sullivan, who, as we all know, is still at the very top of the tree. His name is Sean Maddox. He's from Liverpool. I'm joined by his coach, Neil Johnson, as well. Good afternoon. Good evening, guys.
Hi, Matt.
Great to have you into the studio. Now, just tell us a little bit about yourself. 15 years old when you managed to get this 147 break. I mean, that's quite incredible.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to happen, to be honest. I didn't have one in practice. And I went from nowhere near a 147 to getting one in the tournament.
What did it? What was going through your head then when you came onto the 15th black, for example?
I nearly lost it. I had a bit of luck. I was meant to just go past the red, and I ended up hitting it and got a bit of luck and still ended up on the red.
As anyone who watches snooker knows, you always need a little bit of luck, yeah. Be it with the first red, the 15th red, whatever it is, because anything can happen when you break that pack. But then you get onto... You're on 140, you've got the final black. Were you in perfect position?
Yeah, couldn't have been easier.
What was going through your head as that sunk in then?
Shock, really.
Did you know you'd made history?
No, I thought I was well too old.
Well, it's an incredible record to break. We've got to say, we've got your coach Neil in as well. What did you think when you saw this was happening?
Well, a little bit of shock as well, really, Mac, because it's not an everyday thing. But I've been in this game for 35 years, so when his dad told me when I was driving at the time, and I nearly crashed, you know, because I wasn't there on the day. But no, it's great. It's not just a normal record that he's broke. It's like a blue ribboned record, if you like, because everyone wants to either be the youngest world champion or the youngest to win a ranking tournament or to be the youngest ever. To knock a 147 in. So it's a big deal, you know?
I'm nowhere near a good snooker player, but I've probably played, you know, on a big table quite a few times. I've never got anywhere close to scoring double figures, let alone 147. So it is remarkable. Have you had a message from Ronnie or anything?
Yeah, I go with him a few times, go to a few tournaments.
Has he said anything to you since you broke his record?
He said, well done, but don't do it again.
Well, has he got the quickest one of all time as
he's
well?
He's got the quickest one, but I'm trying to talk Sean out of that one because I'm actively trying to slow him down a little bit at the moment.
Well, it really is a remarkable feat, as I say, because anyone who has seen snooker or played snooker will know just how hard it is to keep everything under control. And nothing is within your control all the time, as I mentioned earlier. But it's just a phenomenal thing. Tell us a little bit about your career, your young career now then, kind of where you're at within the game.
I'm ranked close as high as I could be for a junior. I was finished sixth on the... Under-21s, England under-21s.
It's nationally, isn't it? Yeah. So national under-21s, so, you know, a 15, he's doing
it. It's not
he's
bad,
doing
is it?
Really well. Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been playing?
About five and a half years.
Have you found it something that's come quite naturally to you then?
Yeah, I haven't, I've had more natural ability than a lot of other players. I've improved a lot quicker than others as well.
Must be great for you to be coaching him then, Neil.
Yeah, you could see it from the start, really, Matt, you know. But you never know how good they're going to be. We still don't know how good he's going to be now because he's a fraction of the way through his development, which makes it even more exciting, doesn't it? But he was obviously talented and we're trying to get the best version of him and that's the exciting bit, you know.
I'm joined by Sean Maddox, who's just become the youngest person ever to score a maximum 147 break, and his coach, Neil Johnson. Now, Neil sent me a text earlier with a list of all your achievements so far, Sean, and I have to say it was a very long text message. In the days of old, when you only got a limited number of characters, it's one of those ones that have stretched onto three or four, but that just shows how well you're doing so far. So, Neil, if you could just list some of the things that this young lad's done.
Oh, thanks, Matt. You've got that in front of you, I haven't. No, it is a long list. When he first started, he was a quick learner. He started knocking century breaks in within about 18 months, and he was only 11 or 12 at the time. Started winning Northwestern Merseyside events, junior events, And then he won an international award, international student award. And then he broke his arm. And then he came back really strong from breaking his arm, and he won the Merseyside. He beat John Paddett's Merseyside Open record this season. Paddett was 18, and Sean's done it when he's 15. An incredible achievement, because Merseyside's really strong county-wise. And, you know, it's open age, and he won the whole thing at 15. So, you know, he's getting quite used to beating records now, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, of course, he capped it all off with the 147. But the start of last year, he won the under-17s European Open when he was only 14 in Malta. So, you know, he's doing pretty well.
It's not a bad CV. You've just mentioned those century breaks. Can you remember the? I bet you can remember the first one you scored, can't you? Tell me a little bit about that one.
I think you'd had a lot of 90 breaks and then he finally got one. But he'd had how many 90 breaks? Did you know? I think he must have had about 10 or 12 90 odd breaks, and he kept breaking down. He thought he'd never have one, because you feel like that at the time. And then once he got one, the floodgate opened then, didn't it?
Why did you fall into snooker then, for example? Because I guess it's a sport that not many people would be taking up at the age of 10. Maybe they don't have the opportunity to go and play, or they're just happy kicking a ball around in the park instead. So what was it that led you to snooker?
I liked having a few games of pool. And then I was in the house, my granddad was watching a game, and it was snooker. And I asked him, what's that? And he told me about it, and then I went for the game once, liked it, and went back a few times. And then my nan and my mum were looking for a coach. And my father, Neil, and he said I was talented. And I just carried on from there.
It's fantastic. I think, can you tell us a bit about who your favourite player is then, who your inspiration would be at the moment?
Ronnie.
It's the name that would be on everyone's lips, I think, isn't it? I mean, he's incredible to watch, and it is such an exciting player. You've already beaten one of his achievements as well, so you're on the ladder in that sense. What is it about him that you like watching so much?
The best player. It's the best player to learn from. It's the easiest player to learn from as well.
He's got 4 ranking world titles this year already, hasn't he? So he's going for another world championship. He's just won the Grand Prix last week, and I assume he's somewhere in the mix at the Welsh Open, which is this week as well. So a fantastic player to learn from. What would your advice to Sean be?
Regarding terms
of development and taking his game to the next level?
Oh, well, it's quite clear to him already, because he's been with me for so long. He knows how we work, and he knows where he's heading with everything. We're just looking for the best version of him. The technical side, the tactical side, he's already a really heavy scorer break-wise. And it's just building up the mental side and the experience as you go. And you're just trying to complete this picture. But he ticks a lot of boxes for what you need to be a champion. And we've just got to keep pushing on and hope that it ends up being enough where he realises his potential.
And snooker as well is very much a growing sport, not just in terms of how much it's on TV, so how available it is for people to watch. Eurosport cover it brilliantly, as well as the BBC. There's growing number of tournaments as well, so I guess there's more chances for people to get their name out there and get onto the tour. This may be a few years down the line for yourself, Sean, but it is a sport that is very much growing.
Yeah. There's a lot more chances to turn pro now, but it's a lot harder as well. There's so many good players.
And in Asia as well, it's growing significantly. If we look at some of the Asian players that are on the tour now, the likes of Ding Junhui, for example, Liang Wenbo, Marco Fu, it's growing.
It is, and I know a lot of people who message me, sort of, that they're all hoping Sean is one of the ones from you know from these shores who can stem that tide a little bit, really, because for everyone that is of Sean, you know, there could be 50 or 100 with the Asian players. It's that popular there, and you've just we're going for hopefully quality, not quantity, you know, and I'm sure he'll be able to handle that in the future, but it is a factor.
So you're still in school now, aren't you? That's why we've got you in at 5:30, because we had to wait until you'd finished school. What's your ambitions then over the next 5 to 10 years? Where would you hope to be going within the game?
Get on the tour first and then stay on and then try and get to the world number one.
Is that is it? How old do you have to be, or is there no age limit to get a?
You've got to be 16 to turn pro.
So next year, that's doable for you.
I turn 16 in April, and I'm trying to turn pro in May, June, in Q school. And if I get on, then I can get me to look out because I'll be 16.
In terms of snooker, we know, for example, if I take tennis for an example, you've got top level tennis and then you've got challenger events and events that are lower down the ladder in tennis. Is that the same in snooker? Do you just have the top rung and then a lower level?
Yeah, well, you've got the top 128 pros, but with regard to turning what age you turn pro, younger isn't always better because you could get on too soon, take a bit of a hiding for 2 years and it'd all be too much. So, you know, if I could say, I prefer them to turn pro at 17, 18, you know, for the long term. But if he did turn pro before that, you can't turn it down.
Absolutely. Well, you was know. It Judd Trump who was at the World Championships when he was about 16 or 17?
I'm not sure about the World Championships. He maybe 18 or 19.
I'm
not sure now, Matt, but I think he turned pro when he was 16.
And there's a young lad from Wales on the tour who's 16 at the moment, isn't there, Jackson Page?
Yeah, we know Jackson, don't we?
He gets wild cards because he nearly got on the tour last year, and he was one match away. So he gets wild cards when one of the 128 players pull out.
Fantastic player.
And yeah, he's really just good. Won a first match in the Welsh Open.
Yeah, so it's definitely a route that you could potentially go down in the next 18 months to 2 years. I just want to quickly talk as well before we finish about, you mentioned Merseyside being such a good place for snooker. And in terms of professionals, yourself, you were a pro. John Parrott obviously won the world title. We've got Rod Lawler as well. Is that something that we can continue that heritage?
Yeah, we've got some really good young players coming through as well as Sean. A few of them in the top two or three in the country and things like that, Matt. So... And we're going into the schools as well this year, so hopefully there's a lot more to come.
Fantastic stuff. So well, just before we finish then, Sean, did you get anything for your world record?
Just a certificate.
Is that now hanging pride of place on the bedroom wall?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Fantastic. Well, it's going to be a career to definitely watch over the next few years. Sean Maddox, youngest person ever to score a 147 break in snooker. It is a phenomenal achievement. Thank you for your time. Thanks. And Neil Johnson as well, your coach. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thanks, man.
This is Full Time.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.